She sighs.
I didn't mean... I know, I say in a rush. I'm cutting her off because I don't want to talk about this. I don't want to think about it. I want to get home, and I want to find out what the hell is going on with my mom. Hey, I say, jumping on that idea. Is there any way you can talk to your mom? Ask her if she knows anything about what happened with Mom and Daniel? Sure, of course, Zari says. Hey, Mira, be safe, okay?
Definitely.
Maybe call me at a gas station. Tell me how weird they are.
I laugh. I will.
As soon as I hang up with Zari, Harper waves us over. We follow her around the back of a parking space. A sleek white SUV lights up as Harper presses the key. I guess that's our ride. We stay back as she pops the trunk, settling a pricey-looking leather duffel inside. Here, let me get that, Brecken says, taking my giant backpack. I roll my aching shoulder. Thank you, I say. Be careful. The latch is all wonky. Sorry.
I totally get it, Brecken says, but his matching black bags are so pristine they look like they were purchased in the airport, so I doubt he does.
Josh goes through a miserable-looking process of balancing on one crutch and then the other to remove his crossbody messenger bag. I gesture vaguely in case he'd like help, but he moves faster, his neck flushed. I hope he doesn't think I was rushing him.
They let you rent this? Kayla asks Harper.
Brecken has her frayed floral duffel bag now, too. Harper, texting furiously on her phone, doesn't look up. For enough money, they'll let you rent anything.
Miss Chung?
Harper glances at the approaching attendant from the rental car company. He's holding a large black duffel bag and loops of silver chain. Snow chains for the tires. I glance outside of the parking garage, where I can still see flurries. It isn't even sticking, so this feels like serious overkill, but the attendant is all "the apocalypse draws nigh" about it. He explains how to put them on the tires and then points out a shovel and flares. Where the heck does this guy think we're going? Northern Siberia? Wherever it is, the dude is quite determined to get us there safely. Plus, he's fawning in a way that makes me wonder exactly how much money Harper dropped on this rental. Still, it looks large and safe and, most importantly, free, so I keep my mouth shut. Brecken adjusts my backpack beside his and Kayla's, and then he shifts Harper's duffel in.